ability to you, your water, and the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
It's a good day, Scott. It's good. I love the topic that we're about to talk about today.
Well, I think water is so important to our health, and the problem is that nobody realizes that if you're not careful, you could be drinking sick water. And how is that possible?
Yes. How indeed. So let's just pre-frame it. Let's just justify what this is. You know.
Okay.
Oxygen, air, you know, give yourself about 5 minutes, you're done. So that is really the number one. You have to have the ability to breathe. The next thing is water. If you don't have water, give yourself about 5 days.
Okay.
That's it. You're done.
You're in the Sahara Desert. 5 days later, you're buzzard meat.
Yeah, you're buzzard food. Yes. If you lose about 5% of your volume, of your water volume, you're sick. 10%, you're hallucinating. At 15%, you're dead.
Oh, okay. 15%, that little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not that resilient. Now, water as such is the transport medium for everything that goes on with us. Like, you know, sci-fi show, I heard us humans to be referred to as wetware.
Wetware.
You know, not a hardware, wetware. And truly, you know, the wetware indeed is, if I think of me, I am not this flesh that I'm manipulating. I am manipulating the flesh. I'm within it.
Mm.
I mean, it's in the same way as my computer program is residing on the hardware. Without the software, this hardware would be just a dead hunk of silicon and whatever bits it's made of.
Right, right.
But even the software is really useless without the user input. So, of course, when I think of me as the user, that really would have to be my higher self, my spiritual side, right?
Mm-hmm.
The saying that I am not a physical being having a spiritual experience. I'm a spiritual being having a physical experience.
Yep.
And with that perspective, the medium within which this takes place is water. And so what electricity is to the computer, water is
to our body. Right. To our bodies.
Yeah. Because everything that moves within the body is transported by water. Your blood is mostly water, your lymph is mostly water, even your flesh, most everything else is mostly water.
Fact, yeah, we know what it feels like when our skin dries out.
Yes. I think the overall ratio is we're 70% water by weight.
Hmm. And that's similar to the planet. I heard the planet Earth was about 70%.
No, that's the surface of the planet. It's 70% water, 30% dry land.
Okay.
But, you know, if you try to consider the mass of the ball, no. I mean, it's, you know, the diameter of the Earth is, 24,000 kilometers? You know, 12,000 kilometer radius?
Yeah.
And the deepest ocean, what is it, Mariana Trench, is about 13 kilometers.
Yeah.
So it's 1,000th of the depth of the radius. So no, the water is just a thin little sliver on the outside when it comes to the masses.
But right. But 70% of the surface is water.
Definitely that. So what the heck, we'll just mix metaphors.
Yeah, right.
Who cares about logic if it fits, let's use it.
There you go.
I love it. We're almost as good as politicians.
Just about. So water is really, really important, but not all the water that we drink is
worth having. Yes. So what happens with water? How is water good versus bad? There's something really neat about natural distillation that nature is doing. It's the cold temperature or low temperature distillation. I mean, nature makes distilled water all the time. How? Well, you see the water come up from the oceans or riverbeds or even just forests and rise up and form clouds.
Yeah.
Now we have the water vapor up in the air, and it comes through as moisture, and typically just at the time of daybreak, it settles down as dew on cold surfaces. So that's pure distilled water, dew.
Yeah.
The other way we get water is water coming down in a creek, or through a creek. Or
Melting off of the mountains, snow off the mountains.
Snowpacks and getting into streams, and or sometimes from a spring, but the way it gets to us is on a creek. Now, what's interesting about a creek is that it's never straight. Natural creeks are not straight. There's always this fractal type of a curvature to them. And what's interesting, there was one fellow that did a lot of research about it, and he's widely quoted. His name is Victor Schauberger. He was an Austrian. He died in 1958. I think he was born in 1880-something. And he did a lot of research in natural conditions back when, before industrializations set in Austria. And what he was demonstrating is that he could moon logs on water chutes upstream, you know, like completely defying gravity, as long as he could provide water in a specific format. And the format was spinning, vortexing. And he needed to be able to turn water in one direction, like say clockwise, and it would go from a wide... The best word I can have for it is spiral. It would be a wide spiral that would get narrower and narrower and narrower until it would have an inflection point, and then it would start spinning in the opposite direction. Wider and wider and wider, and when the energy would be completely dispersed and balanced, it would again change direction and start spinning in the opposite direction until it became tighter again.
Hmm.
And so that's what happens in water, is this force that we need to use to have healthy water is the rotational, is the vortexing force. And unfortunately, most of the water transportation that goes on in our current water systems in the cities is linear. You know, we have straight pipes, and we have pipes that turn at 90-degree angles.
Yep.
You don't see 90-degree turns in any creeks or rivers.
No, you don't.
It's a... always a... Anyway, if we did have a 90-degree turn, it would blow out in that corner. You know, if you try and do that to a creek, it'll just go around it or right through it.
Right. Yeah, that's right. A creek that turns at 90 degrees, you got the water continuing on, regardless of where the creek says it should be going.
Yeah. You try and put up a wall. Well, you better put up a real big, solid wall. So what happens is when you have water that's going through this regular piping system that we have now, it creates a lot of linear friction, you know, laminar friction, meaning the layers of water that are touching the pipe are slower than the layers of water that are closer to the center. And then you have these little eddies that are formed.
Right, and they just sort of spin around.
Yeah, that's right. They look like a mini tornadoes. But overall, what it causes is that the water is energetically empty. That there's just... I don't know what that is. You know, we could probably measure the surface tension of the water. We could measure the electric capacity, its willingness to enter into oxidative or reduction chemical transactions. You know, all of this is measurable. That's why these water ionizers are, you know, popular, because they produce water that's darn good. And the four characteristics that the water will have is it'll have a lower surface tension, which means that it will dissolve things better. It will have a lower ORP, meaning it's going to be more like an antioxidant than an oxidant. And it will have smaller cluster size, meaning that it will be more penetrating to the human tissue, to the skin.
So it'll moisturize our skin better.
Yes, water that has not been processed in the natural way will be less hydrating. So you will develop more wrinkles, and you will develop more oxidative damage, and you will transport nutrients less effectively and toxins less effectively, and you will cause acidification of the tissue instead of alkalinization.
Hmm.
All of which are the features of quicker aging and illness.
Yeah, exactly. So we need water to keep us going.
So the message is, drink and bathe in regular tap water and die sooner.
A good message.
Yes. So, going back to Schauberger, what he discovered is that when you vortex the water that has previously been fairly dead, you return to it the properties that it needs to have to be alive.
So when you say vortex, what do you mean?
You could put a water in a pot and stir it with a spoon or a stick and create a little vortex.
Oh, okay.
Or you could force the water through baffles, you know, something that is like a pipe with an auger. Do you know what an auger is? Is that a common word?
Yep.
So when you push water through something like that, it'll start spinning in this spiral way, as opposed to try and flow straight.
Okay. So in other words, we're getting rid of the straight flow.
Right. Yeah, we're replacing straight flow with vortexing flow. And when we do that, the most amazing thing happens. The water regains the natural properties energetically, which, all these physicists and chemists that are working at the, gross level, they just say, oh, you're going to be kidding. H2O is H2O. What the heck are you talking about?
Right.
But not so. You know, measurable properties of water change when you vortex it, or when you process it with something like the prills or pearls that we have been talking about earlier.
Right.
But today I would like to talk about this product line that we have introduced one can use to use the vortexing on either a single water line or the entire house line, or even an entire apartment complex. And that's this product developed by Alive Water.
And these are the Vortex Water Revitalizers.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, if you break down the name, water, we're dealing with water. Revitalizer means we'll bring back the life force into it. And vortex is how. We introduce the vortexing into the flow of water through this little device. And through that, we will revitalize the water. And go ahead.
I was going to say, so the water revitalizer is not—it's not just like filtering the water or distilling the water.
No, in fact, these revitalizers would be best used in conjunction with filtration. Like, if you really wanted to have the best system for your house, you would introduce a filter, maybe a pre-filter and a carbon filter that removes chlorine, perhaps chlorine and fluoride. And then after that filter, you would put in the segment of the pipe that's got this Alive Water vortexing revitalizer in it. And it's not a big thing, you know, it's like 12, 13 inches long.
Okay. So how does it work?
Well, inside of that device, which is a piece of pipe, you have baffles that cause the water to spin the correct way. And through that process, the water gets completely revitalized. It becomes the fluid that it was meant to be if it were flowing through a beautiful mountain stream.
Right. So, yeah, like I happen to live right beside a beautiful mountain stream, and one thing that amazes me, I mean, it does kind of wind around and everything, but the bottom of the stream is all round rocks.
They've been rubbed.
So the water is just constantly curving around these rocks as it flows to the river.
Yeah, there's not a straight piece anywhere.
No. And it tastes amazing.
Right. It would. Should. And so, you know, when you introduce this into your home, the way we have the configurations we have is we either have the single pipe, which you could attach either to a kitchen sink or to a shower outlet, mm-hmm. or we have the whole house pipe, which you would need to cut into the line. Typically, you would either have a plumber do it, or if you're good with the tools, you can do that. We do have the snap-on attachments available for people who want them, but for the most part, you would just want to have a plumber do it for you.
Right, right. So we've got these for a single faucet, and we also have like a shower head, right?
Well, it doesn't include the shower head. It's just this piece. Like the faucet has a different thread on it compared to the shower head. The faucets are 3/4 inch, and the shower heads are 1/2 inch pipes.
Right.
But other than that, the item itself is identical. It's just a loop, and within that loop is this specially baffled pipe. So within that loop, the water just spins, vortexes in this particular way. So when it comes out of there, it has had its life force returned to it.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. That's what people say when they get into the bath that's got that sort of water in it.
Right. And they've done some interesting, because it's on the Life Enthusiast Co-op site, and I noticed there are pictures of water before and after, and those of us who have are familiar with Dr. Emoto and his work with crystalline water, it's quite amazing to look at the Carillion photos that people have taken of their water.
That's right.
And so perhaps for those of us that aren't familiar with Carillion photography is, maybe you should just give a quick explanation, and then we'll tell people where they can go look at these amazing photos.
Right. Okay. Yes. Well, Carillion is the name of a Russian fellow. It's named after him. And he invented this method by which we're able to photograph the subtle energy fields that are emanated by a human body. Like, for instance, when you put your finger on a photographic plate, if you take the Carillion spectrum, you will have either a good picture or a bad picture. The picture will indicate your health or the strength of your electric field.
Mm.
And so if you're in great shape, the energy will be completely symmetrical. And if you're not in a great shape, you will have dropouts. You will have spokes that will miss. So the same way as if you had a whole cake or a whole pie cut into wedges, somebody mm-hmm. would take one or two or three wedges out of the whole thing. And those missing wedges would indicate where your energy is weak or downright even not outputting, not being produced.
Okay.
So, typically what happens is that a dead body will produce an unsymmetrical picture, and water that's like that will also be shown as a small picture, sort of smaller and less regular, know how else to put it. Am I doing all right?
Yeah, no, you're doing good. And, well, the first one from Denmark is amazing because it shows this regular tap water from London, and it's just kind of like stars. And then when it's been run through the water revitalizer, it's like these beautiful...
The energy, yes, I see that, yeah. That's on the page on the, you know, on Life Enthusiast Co-op's website. If you go to Brands, Alive Water, Water Molecule Pictures, you will find the 1200 time magnification pictures of water molecules and what happens, and of the Carolian electric field. Typical tap water is just simply devoid of energy.
And it doesn't surprise you when you think it's going down these straight pipes for miles and miles and miles, and who knows, you know, what's in the pipes and all the rest of it.
Well, that's true, but even just the life force is being discharged out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sort of like after you've been in a mall for 3 hours, do you feel uplifted or do you feel drained?
Yeah. Not usually uplifted.
Right. As opposed to if you just took a 2-hour hike through a natural forest.
That's right. Yeah, you get
very
all
different.
That.
You feel energized as opposed to drained. Right?
That's right.
And that has to do with the air, you know, like the negative versus positive ions. And it has to do with whether you're grounding or not. And, you know, all of these energies that you're either absorbing or discharging. So same for the water. And so they took a picture of it here and show it. It's the water that has been re-energized. It's just a beautiful picture of vitality.
Yeah, it's really quite exciting. And there's been a few testimonials as well on the Life Enthusiast Co-op site, and I just want to share a couple of them. One is regarding plant growth, and I always think it's very interesting to hear what other people have to say. Dear Mikhail, plant growth. The string bean plants are nearly twice the size as last year. And as they are still flowering, I'm afraid that they will totally engulf the beets and carrots. The harvest is going to be immense. John emailed a photo with this comment. Here are a pair of ordinary cucumbers that would usually grow a maximum of 8 inches. As you can see, one is just under 15 inches. So far we have harvested over a dozen, all of which average 14 inches in length. And the taste is sweet as pie. I've had this bonsai plant for nearly 10 years. The most flowers we've ever had was 3 in previous years. I counted 14 on it and 31 buds. Plant nearly died last year when I neglected to water it for a couple of months. Lost all its leaves except one. Now look at it. Flowers and bonsai plants. All I can attribute this major turnaround is the revitalized water that I've added to my humus tea. This indoor plant is beyond belief. It goes on to say that slime and scale buildup is gone. It's so dry in the winter here in Alaska that we have to keep a humidifier running all the time. We normally clean it out once a week because it builds up with slime in the tank and the filter is always filled with mineral residue. Well, we went to clean it this morning and lo and behold, it is as clean as a whistle. No slime or residue at all in the tank. This should be profound news for you, as this really shows that the Vortex water has unbelievable abilities in improving water quality. Another chore that is always a problem, the toilets and mineral deposits. Well, today it only took a few swishes with the brush and all was clean. The minerals did not stick as they usually do. Best wishes from John in Alaska.
Yeah, there you have it. What happens is the minerals suspend back into the water when the water is properly structured. So instead of settling on your toilet, you know, causing all of these hard water stains and all that, instead that water just goes back into suspension and out.
Yeah.
And of course, the other thing is that same effect, when you water the plants, it enables them or empowers them to extract more nutrients from the soil that they're in. Makes them more efficient at growing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So, I mean, we have had similar reports from people who have watered their plants with prill water.
Yes, that's right.
Which makes sense, because the prills in contact with water will cause this declustering effect and lower surface tension and you know, better ORP effect and all that. So, why would I care, right? Because prills, you need to have in a jug, and the water needs to sit with them for a while, and it's not all that convenient. With this pipe, every drop that comes through that pipe is treated. It's properly restructured.
It's amazing.
Yeah, such a simple thing. And, you know, this thing isn't even priced too outrageously. $600 buys you a whole house treatment, which in today's terms, I don't think it's terribly bad. Who wouldn't want to have their entire house properly water treated?
Well, that's right, and particularly when, because it's so important to your health. I mean, it's a very much a building block of your health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we started with it, the transport. Nutrients in, toxins out. If you do not have the ability to remove toxins at your cellular level, you age, you poison, you shut down, you end up in cancers and other ugly ways.
Yeah. That's right.
So, well, Mark, go ahead. I couldn't say. I love it.
I was going to say we're getting towards the end of this particular episode, so we should tell people where they can go and find more information. I think we've kind of mentioned it, but I think it's worth saying again, because the information in this section of the Life Enthusiast Co-op website is absolutely must reading, as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks. Well, I said it once. I'll say it again. www.life-enthusiast.com. Click brands. Look for Alive Water. Alive, Alive Water. And their water revitalizers are described in detail. We have the one for a single faucet, or for a single shower, or for an entire house. We have it in 1/2 inch, 3/4 inch, 1 inch. We also have it available in big sizes, all the way up to 4 inches. So if somebody's out there who would like to do an irrigation pipe on an entire hay field or whatever irrigation field, we can handle it. It's a special order, but it can be had. Anyway, if you want to talk about it, please call us at 1-866-543-3388.
There you go. So thank you again, Martin, for taking time out of your busy day to share this important information. And I really appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll be back next week as usual. You've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network. And what are we doing, Martin?
We are truly restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Bye-bye, everybody.